Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Honestly, I'm of two minds right now.
Go on.
It's Tuesday at 3:02 Eastern. Daylight time, standard time. I never know which it is, but it's never mind. It's 3 o'clock. It's not what I'm two minds about.
It's
3 o'clock on a Tuesday
in football season. If that matters, I don't know.
And that tends to mean reverse AFC power rankings, which I love, especially
who doesn't.
One guy doesn't. He emails me about it. Like, he definitely doesn't. At least one person doesn't.
I feel so slighted that I don't get that email.
Well, so it's great. It's great right now. Every week is different. The Bills lose. The Chiefs lose. Like, we'll get to it. It'll be really interesting. But I do also have what I think is a great Bills question.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two guests. We're not to hockey games yet. Almost.
Right.
We have Ross Tucker and also Travis Yost today.
There are hockey games, just not our hockey games.
Yeah, no,
games
who cares? Yet. No, the big ones.
Hey,
big ones.
Knock it off with who cares. I'm very excited for the start. This is an important night to me. I'm not kidding. I love to watch the first night of the season.
Well, that's fine.
So don't give me who cares.
No, it's fine. A lot of people care, but it's not important.
Okay, no, that's definitely right. It's important to me, but yeah. Okay.
It's important in a certain way.
Yeah.
It's a new beginning, right?
I did not mean to pick a fight about this.
No, you haven't, believe me. I will just capitulate whenever you're ready. Or do we need Chicago to win? Is that what we're saying by important? Like, do we need Chicago to win? Are we there yet? Did Jeremy and Joe do, like, what the Sabres' chances of making the playoffs would be if Florida gets 1 point? You could have. I don't hate that idea. I might want to do it myself. So, what do you think? You want to go power rankings, or you want to hear my question?
I mean, not knowing the question makes it a tough question.
That's right. But you know me.
I do know you.
I think it's really good.
I genuinely, yeah, I trust that it's not going to be how much longer are we going to put up with Sean McDermott and his defense.
It is not. Hey, guys, I never listened to your show. What do you guys think about when the coach should be fired? They lost one game, parentheses one. No.
All right, hit me.
I know I'm safe now because that guy is not listening.
I have not put a ton of thought into reverse AFC power rankings today. I only have one thought, and it's about a team that I don't want to be last. But that's first.
Let's just do it.
But that's okay.
Let's do it. It's 3 o'clock. People might be tuning in for that. And I did also look up that on August 19th, Indianapolis was 16.
Wow. Yep. That tracks. I'm not surprised
to
hear that.
Want to see it? Twitch.
I'll bet that was one of the first times we got wind of them. You know, being impatient about Anthony Richardson and considering Daniel Jones as their starter. And we, I think, as a football nation, not just us in this room, made a lot of fun of that. And just look at him go.
Did you know he caught a pass Sunday?
I did not know that. I don't think I've seen less of a team that's 4-1
Ever than the Colts?
Ever than the Colts.
So I had to ask Jacob Sanderson, my Colts guy, like, what is this? Richardson caught a 9-yard pass in the game against the Raiders, and I'm waiting for him to respond and explain it to me, and I'm thinking, well, how did that possibly happen? Like, I never knew about an injury. I wasn't glued to the couch, you know, Sunday, went to the stadium. But, like, what actually happened there? And I think the likeliest thing that could have happened is what happened. Garbage time. Richardson went in, of course. They were up by a million. And he threw a pass that was deflected.
And he caught it.
And he caught it and went for 9 yards. That's how it happened.
Okay.
I mean, what else? Were they running trick plays? Was, you know, A.D. Mitchell throwing him a pass in the fourth quarter?
Just
no.
Just trying to get things on film for later opponents.
Oh, well.
Here comes Richardson. We got to watch out for the wide receiver option pass to the quarterback.
I will get you the Bills question soon enough.
I believe.
Because I do think it's really interesting.
All right.
But first, now, it's time for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. The fact that you haven't thought about it, I think, helps. Because you want this to be spontaneous.
Sure. I do have one. Who was first last week?
Bills.
Okay.
Who was 16th?
Yeah, sorry.
Tennessee.
I don't understand.
Tennessee.
Okay, I don't want them to be 16.
Well, pick someone else then.
Jets. I feel the only team without a win that tracks, and they really are nowhere. I mean, maybe Aaron Glenn is a really good coach.
Maybe he's not.
And maybe he'll make it out of this season. But if they don't win some games, he's going to be in real trouble. And they're nowhere at quarterback. They're nowhere. The Titans, as much as it seems like Bill Callahan, even a week when they were 16 a week ago.
Brian
Callahan. Thank you. Bill's the dad. He's getting fired. You know, we had the whole thing about if he gets fired, does the dad have to quit?
I love that.
And then my son texted me.
I love that.
Like, what happens if you get fired? Or if I get fired, do you have to? Like, no, I was here first.
I so wish Sean McDermott's dad was on the Bills staff right now for this.
But the quarterback, this was true at the beginning of the year, even though there weren't any kind of results. A lot of the tape people out there that I follow were like, the tape is good. He's making good decisions. He's making good throws. Nobody can catch.
Ward?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And that's back again. I think they got a guy.
I don't. Mm. Well, I don't know. I don't feel like you do. Maybe they do.
I feel pretty good about that.
About Cam Ward?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, 16, Jets?
Sure, Jets.
That's how you at least feel that good. We at least feel that good about Cam Ward, that the Jets are 16. Okay. 15.
Miami. It's over.
Wow.
It is over.
You didn't hear about the Flacco trade?
I did hear about the Flacco trade. The coach, the quarterback, there's no winning happening ever again. It is over, all caps.
Their next playoff game, is none of those guys is there.
All different people.
Is there one? Ooh, this is like that Phillies bet I made 10 years ago. Is there one player on the Dolphins who plays in their next playoff game, having not left and gone back? That's interesting. I guess I don't hate it.
I think I want to go Tennessee first. I think Miami has talent. I don't know if Tennessee does.
It's up to me. 15. Yeah, Tennessee. I'm not there on Cam Ward or any of it. You're winning games against the Cardinals by 1 point when you're scoring a touchdown off an interception you threw. Snaps off faces. Super, super lucky.
I'm not saying they don't have a lot of work to do.
No, you're not.
On the roster and all of it. And I think the coach maybe doesn't make it. But I think the QB is going to be good.
Wow, that's so interesting. You should be able to monetize that. If you like Cam Ward at all right now, what can you do with that? Well, how can you make money off of that, like, other than like working here and getting paid for your takes?
Yeah,
I don't know. How can you can you monetize that?
I don't. I mean, I don't think it tracks to an offensive rookie of the year or anything, because they're just not going to get results because there's a lot of flaws there. But right. I think if
that's right. You can't win that award.
He needs to survive. But I don't know. I feel like I'm trusting more than one just. Film study, the guy he's got it.
Wow.
So I'm bullish on him, but you know,
that's really amazing right now. I mean, I'm impressed, Baxter. Like, you're into right, somebody is like in on Cam Ward right now is good. I want to think of a way to make that into something. Maybe that'll be my Bills question. Would you trade for Cam Ward? 14.
I'm gonna stay on Miami. I never know, like, week to week exactly what the you mentioned this, how Jeremy hates when you do, like, who would you want to play this week, right? If that is how you do it. And I'm more thinking about who do I want to be moving forward. And to me, Miami is a boat that is sitting in the water, and it is just the motor doesn't work, and you're just. It's foggy. There's no help is near. You're just dead.
You're Fredo.
You are just.
You're in the boat.
You're just on a boat, and you got no way to get anywhere, and you're hoping it doesn't like start storming because you're stuck.
Is it Neary? Who's?
It's Neary on the boat.
Neary, yeah. Spoiler alert. It's 1972 movie, but maybe you haven't seen it. Fine. You know, I respect it. Miami. 13.
I'll go to Cleveland here.
I will go Vegas.
Vegas.
What are they? Ashton Jeanty. Pros. Amazing. Cons. You drafted a running back at 6 with every problem. I mean, sorry, he might be amazing, but you drafted him at 6 overall in the year 2025. In the 80s, cool.
Yeah.
Yikes. I mean, that's Pete Carroll.
It might be.
I kind of want it to go down. Tom Brady?
It might be by the time that they're on their feet and good again, he's going to be due a second contract. And good luck with that.
A better Breece Hall.
Sure.
Like, what? Breece Hall is the same year as Cook. They've won nothing. He's really good. But so what? That was a second round pick. Still, like, great idea. All right, Vegas, 12.
I'll stay on Cleveland.
Bengals. I'd rather... Do I want to say that? Would I rather be the Browns? That's tough to say.
My thing with the Bengals, they're going to get a good draft pick out of this year and have Burrow coming back. I don't know anything with the Browns going forward. They'll have draft picks because the Travis Hunter trade, they'll have the whole, we got 2 first-round picks again. They'll probably botch it based off their history. The Bengals, though, might get a silver lining out of the season. I don't know if the Browns are.
The fact that the Browns traded Flacco to the Bengals today
so cool.
Does make me want to really respect the Bengal idea here. They're pivoting to Joe Flacco.
Well, I did a whole thing this morning on ADP chasing about how, like, wouldn't any other team have traded for a quarterback by now? They were 2-0. Burrow got hurt in the second game. They were 2-0. Like, are you serious? But they're the Bengals who don't want to spend, so they'll never do it. And then 5 minutes after we got done,
they did it.
But it's not Cousins or anything.
Yeah,
it's,
right, some version of it. I mean, they at least did something.
It. Yeah. Which I want to respect because nobody's really going to win that division, maybe. So if they got somebody who could keep it upright, then they might be an interesting – they're going to be the 4 seed. Somebody's going to be – we'll get to it. That's not the question, but this is also good. Somebody's going to be the 4 seed from the AFC North. And maybe the 5 will be favored. On the road. All right, so Bengals or Browns?
I still would say Browns, but if you guys are on the Bengals, I'm outvoted. I think you guys got me.
Okay. What a day for Cleveland. Wow. 11. All right, Cleveland, come on.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, 11?
Right.
I do have a playoff bet on them that I thought was going to be kind of exciting if they'd won Sunday, and they maybe should have. They almost did. But, you know, that's the loser's lament, right? Oh, if I only had won. Mm-hmm. Guess what? You didn't.
Right.
10. Okay, now we. Yeah. This is interesting now.
Yeah.
Tear break.
Yeah.
Bump, bump, bump. 10. I will say Jacksonville, I think. What a win. How? I mean, he's falling down, throwing up desperation passes. They get the flag.
Did you see him throw the ball from like 2 yards past the line of scrimmage early in the game?
Mm-hmm. First play, maybe it was. Yeah, like, I did.
What are you doing? And I think Warren Sharp was right there with, like, he did this a year or two ago. He showed like another highlight where he like plainly like doesn't know where he is on the field. Like, dude.
Lawrence, I saw that play. It was like very early in the game. Maybe it was their first snap. And like, I just put it in my head because I really never see them. And I'm like, they're right. What they're saying is correct. He's terrible. How do you not know where you are? And what? Of course they win. Of course they win. The throw to Thomas down the right sideline late is great. And they win from there? I mean, of course they do, right? But I like every other team more, I think.
Hmm.
Unless the Steelers. I'll say Jacksonville already did.
I think I'll go Steelers here. But I don't love it.
Sheesh. I guess I'll say Steelers.
We're at 10. It's going to get good. 9.
Ravens?
As currently constructed, I do want to say Ravens here.
Okay. That's fine. 8. Jacksonville for me.
I'll say Jacksonville.
Okay. 7.
What I thought when he did that last night was, is he maybe just not smart? Is he like, I had the thought that, like, is there a way I could check what his grades were like in college? Like, is he just not?
What do you think, he went to class?
Not a bright dude? Like, what? What are you doing there? Like, what are you doing?
It's he is one of the weirder quarterbacks to watch.
So bad. Anyway,
I maintain he will be retired by 30.
Ooh.
7.
I mean, thanks for the win, anyway, Jacksonville.
Thanks for the win.
It's nice.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Nice to sit with that. All right, where are we? I'm sorry. 9?
7.
7? Wow.
Houston?
Houston, yeah.
Okay. 6? L.A.?
Yeah.
New England.
Ooh. I like L.A.
Okay. 5? Okay. Yes. 5, I will say Patriots also, I think. Yeah. I don't want to put them below
the Chiefs,
the teams that are left.
Yeah.
Who'd win?
Right. I mean, really, if Buffalo and New England played.
Who would win? Well, neutral site. Forget home field advantage. Quote, advantage. Keep chirping digs, guys. Going well. 4. Doing a good job out there.
I'm going to say Denver.
Kansas City.
Ooh.
I pull back my Denver. Kansas City for me.
Can you do that?
I just did. I don't know. My name's on the door.
What courage.
Your name is on the door. How many times have we heard that? Kansas City at 4. 3.
It's Denver.
Bills.
I'm fine with Bills.
Who's left?
2.
What are we doing here?
Denver, 2.
Denver's 2?
I mean, maybe.
Or not? No, yeah, Denver's got to be 2.
The two teams did play.
If Indy's going to be 1, those are the two teams left. Denver's 2 to me.
Really?
Yeah.
They played?
Yeah. Indy won on a bogus field goal.
They did.
Block penalty, but whatever.
Indy at Philadelphia, what's the line? Got to be 4.
I was going to say 5.
5. Well, Denver was 4.5, but they did win the game. Down 17-3 in the fourth.
Yeah.
Respect for the Colts win over the Broncos and their season. I'll say Denver a 2. Okay. And your new number one song in America.
Worst to
the
first.
The Indianapolis Colts. Would you take...
I don't think this has ever happened in the history of reverse AFC 16 to 1? That a team within, nope. Like, with, you know...
Here's the library.
Season, if you'll allow a season cycle. I mean, I know August is not the season, but it's whatever. You know, we knew who they were. The reason they were first was
16th.
Because of Daniel Jones, and he's playing like an MVP candidate.
You ever see All the President's Men?
Sure. I don't know it there's like the back scene, of my hand, but I love the movie.
At the back here, that scene where they go to, I think it's the Library of Congress, and they want every phone, they want the record of every phone call made by everybody since all time. And the guy, the security guard's sitting there, like, or the guy sitting at the desk, like, you want everything, and they give them just like stacks of here. You want to go find out if it's ever happened? 16-1, we got it right here, baby. Years of research. Would you take AFC Championship? Bills at Colts. How can you turn that down? Would you turn that down? AFC Championship, Bills at Colts. Who says no to that? Colts don't say no to that.
I'm gonna want to work really hard to say no to that. I want it for us. I want the
Me
one.
Too.
So of course everyone does, but I don't know that I want to give up on it.
Okay, right.
So I think it's obviously not going to Kansas City or Baltimore. So, you know, it feels a little cushy.
How many touchdowns, Jonathan Taylor, against the Bills? Over under 2.5.
See, but you're not accounting for Michael Hoyt being back.
No, you're right. I'm not. Because he didn't play 4 years ago when the Colts came in and Taylor ran for 5. You're right. He didn't play in that game either. I'm not accounting for Michael Hoyt, or maybe I am. I don't know. I'm just asking you if you would take that right now, if you'd sign for that right now. Saying no.
I would not sign for that right now. I feel like I can still do better than that.
That's fair. It's fine. Best point differential in the NFL, Indianapolis. Worst, Cincinnati through 5 weeks. 803-0550 for your calls. Today, Ross Tucker. At 4, exciting personal news in Ross's life that we'll talk about. And Travis Yost.
Hey now. See?
Right at 5 for the start of this, for the puck drop of the season.
Tell him no one cares about the hockey season starting.
No one cares. Is that what I said? Maybe it is. I don't know.
Something like that.
I just meant that it doesn't matter who wins.
Yeah.
How do you like sports if you don't care who wins? I mean, that's today. But it is kind of cool that it's back. Right? It's back.
Yep.
3 games. You'll be watching the late one, I think.
No way.
11? Is it 11?
I don't know. 10,
Kings
I,
and Avs?
No chance I'm making it to that.
No? Not even for the beginning?
No. Probably.
Just so you can say you watched all 3?
It depends how good Penguins Rangers is.
It's 10:30. You can get there.
10:30. Not bad. Very doable.
I don't make it to Sabres games at 10:30.
Brew a cup of coffee. You can get there.
I'm not doing that. You seen any of the images from Detroit here where they're supposed to play a baseball game?
It's raining.
It's raining. Like the it looks. I mean, it just looks. They just had David Ortiz standing in front of a weather map.
I love that. Great idea.
That was like the size of the entire room he was in, and everything on it was green.
That's what the viewers want.
Like there was no. There was everything on the map was green.
When I turn on baseball, what I want is former players standing in front of maps and pointing at systems. That's what I want. I'm sorry I missed it, but save me.
I don't even think it's a system. It's like it's a weather continent. Well, it's just enveloping the entire region. That
doesn't
good.
Bode well for us tomorrow. Then I guess Detroit right now or tonight.
Right. I mean,
not great.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope they play because I was looking forward to watching it while we were talking here. 803-0550 reverse AFC power rankings. Once again, brought to you by Powered Even by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think separation, I think, is always a term that gets used a lot when what is considered good separation, depending on the type of route that they're necessarily running. We got a good amount of man coverage last night. You know, we had some opportunities that we won on, some that we have to make better plays on the ball. There's not many players in the NFL that are just going to truly run away from guys in man coverage.
Well, let's not look that up. Joe Brady on the Evergreen subject of Bills receiver separation ability. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. You know what? Nice fit with what the question was I wanted to bring up earlier. Because I think you could go a long time with this and in lots of different directions. So we're talking about wide receiver all the time. Really, I mean, they're talking about what does the G stand for in WGR, because we know WR, we know that stands for wide receiver. Like that's just us. Let's talk about the draft pick of Keon Coleman. How are we looking? So, like I said, you can go a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
He's not Xavier Worthy. Okay. I mean, he's good. Coleman's good. But they're different. It's also not Luke McCaffrey, who I think is still good, even though this year nothing is really happening there. He was on the board, and so were lots of other guys, including some that haven't worked out yet. How about New England? Here's New England, all fancy, coming in here and winning. Polk and Baker, two receivers picked last year. Nobody would have criticized the Patriots for not investing at wide receiver. Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, nobody, they don't even play. Polk is out for the year. He might never play. Baker might even have been waived.
He seems very immature is what that reads like from a distance.
So you could have done that. A.D. Mitchell. We talked about him a lot last year. How does the Bills pick of Coleman sit for you right now? It's a receiver. He's had moments. He scored a touchdown Sunday night. He was also sat for the beginning of the game Sunday night, and that's happened before. With Coleman, what else? I mean, the investment in the position, it's there with this player. They traded down. They lost out on Ricky Pearsall and Xavier Leggett between when they were on the board, when Worthy was picked, to Coleman, first pick of the second round. I don't know. I mean, it so many different ways to look at this. One being sort of the macro, the Bills and wide receiver. Trying to get better. Here's a pretty significant pick 33. Pretty significant draft asset used on a receiver. Give him credit. What else is there to say at this point? How is that going? He's certainly not. I mean, everybody eats, right? Everybody nibbles, everybody snacks.
Yeah.
He's certainly not an alpha target dominator. He has not even been close to that. And I don't know that the Bills mind that so far.
Yeah, I mean, if you take them at their word that they really do believe in this, like, you know, we don't have a guy that we got to force it to or anything, like, oh, okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm skeptical about that. I feel like you would like a guy to be good enough. Like, what? If Coleman did emerge in some way, right? His route running got good enough.
We still don't know, do we?
I don't know. Route running got good enough. That, you know, he's just, every time I look over there, he's open. I mean, I'm feeding him the ball. What, they would stop? Like, stop getting open. It doesn't make sense to me that you wouldn't want someone to emerge as the best of the bunch and therefore more deserving of attention. I mean, I get it. Like, I guess theoretically, from Allen's perspective, if it's a clean sheet every time, that frees him up to just go to the right guy. But I don't know. Isn't it better if you have a guy that you strongly suspect because over time you see him get open and beat his man on certain routes and you just know, you know, I'm going to drop back here. And if we're right, if I'm right about this coverage, that's the throw. I'm just going to do that. I don't know. Like, I appreciate the, you know, it's very communal. I don't have any preconceived ideas about it at all. I don't know. I don't think preconceived ideas have to be a bad thing. In that relationship, quarterback receiver. So, I don't know, man. I think it's going okay. It's going okay. Their entire passing game is pretty much going okay. You know, Kincaid is maybe the brightest story of their passing game, that he's emerging.
Well,
he's getting in the end zone. He had a 100-yard game last week. He's making important plays, and so, you know, that's good. But I'm still burned about Worthy. Honestly, like, you asked me about Coleman, the first thing I think about is the trade they made to get out of there that cost them the opportunity to get the guy that I thought fit better. You know, what do I know? I'm not a coach. I'm not trying to forage around for this everybody eats mentality. I just want a guy that's going to get open and maybe threaten people down the field. And Worthy seemed to fit that profile. They had their concerns. Maybe they'll end up being right. We'll see. He's already missed some time this year. Maybe he'll get hurt again because he's so little. I don't know. But I still feel a little chafed about that when you bring up Coleman to me. So, you know, I should set that aside because that doesn't really matter. What matters now is how's it going with Coleman?
No, it does matter. Like, and it will all, it's a question, I think, of how much energy do you want to devote to this? Because if you are all in on the question, Worthy absolutely matters, I think. All of it does. So does the player they got when they traded down. Who's that guy again?
Dwayne Carter.
Thanks for reminding me. So, like, that was your reward for making that move was him. And, you know, it's still like a later round pick, but you'd like to think that would, you know, help you in the equation. That matters. Stylistic, you know, yesterday we got into this again. Fans are ready to talk about it, and I don't feel like that's just because we are leading them to water, you know, with this subject. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to a point yesterday where we had calls from fans who were like, this is how the Bills want it. They don't want to have a field stretcher because then they would have to throw the ball deep or something. Then they'd be in second and 10, and they want to be in second and 5. And they don't need Xavier Worthy to get to second and 5. All they need is James Cook or even Knox to get to second and 5, or Allen, of course. Like, they don't want the top off the defense kind of thing. They want to be methodical. And I think you can say that about them. I really do. I think you can say it. For as much winning and scoring as they've done, I think it's a fair assessment of how they want to play. So, Coleman, what did you say? Like, it's going okay?
It's going okay.
Is anybody going to say it's going better than okay?
I mean, I was hopeful at the beginning of the year. You know, we have our fantasy guys, you know, on Fridays usually, you know, through the summer and into the season. And, like, Coleman was the guy that I felt like if someone's going to emerge, I felt like that's him. I was really worried about Kincaid's legs. I when he got dinged so early in camp, that I thought, oh, no, like, this is just going to be a thing. And there's been a hint of it yet, which is great news. But that pushed me to Coleman, and I sort of bought that, you know, talking to Sal about it and hearing what, like, the coaches were saying, that he's worked on the route running and he's more intentional about it and all this sort of stuff. And I don't know. There's lapses, there's drops, there's fumbles, there's, you know, not showing up for stuff and getting benched. You know, the Miami game, he doesn't turn around in time for a ball that's right on him. So it's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Like, he's it's just okay. That's the best I can do. And I want to say more. I'd like to be able to say more, but I really can't.
It's not a loss. It's not a win.
Okay. Right.
You know, always also in the context of how the team does, the team has done really well, but not that this is fair to, you know, go with right now because the season is too young, but like they haven't won yet. This is only the second year of Coleman. How do you think it's going? 803-0550. Let's go to Bill here. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. Just to piggyback on what you're talking about, believe me, I get annoyed as anybody about that Worthy move. And I put it aside till the season ended. And I said after they made that pick, if this guy burns us or beats us bad like Tyreek Hill did years ago in a playoff game, I'm going to be totally, totally angry. And what happens? He crushes us in that playoff game. And that made that move even so much worse for me. And then to top it off, we had another one of Bean's first round picks that was a bust, Kyrie Elam, the one they had to go out there and play against Worthy and try to cover him. And that just added salt to the wound for me because he's not even here anymore either. I wanted them to grab McConkey in that draft. I thought it was perfect for Allen. He always gets open, he gets separation, he's got great hands, and he's just got a great mentality for the locker room. I liked everything about that kid. And the Chargers took him right after we picked, after we took Coleman. So I'm watching that guy, too, for the past 2 years. And he seems to be almost Herbert's go-to guy. So believe me, this topic, it infuriates me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bill. I liked McConkey, too. I feel that Shakir was
in the way,
the problem with that, thinking that would happen. You know, just the overlap between the two players. And that's what I think has held me back on Shakir the last couple of years. Is this is also how I feel about Cook a little bit, although he's making that tougher now, is that when you sign good players to big deals, then you're not going to do anything to cut into them. Like, you're not going to go looking for a slot receiver, and you're not going to go looking for a running back. In the running back's case, that went to the point in this year's draft when the draft was so rich with running back talent that the Bills, even without Cook signed, probably thought they were going to get that done and just stayed away from it. And for what it's worth, now their backups are not producing at all behind Cook. So I kind of wanted them to end up with one of those.
Somebody on Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday picks, exactly. Did not happen. But that's not to say Cook isn't good or that even Shakir isn't good. It's just, all right, if we're going to invest in this, this is our guy now for years. And you'd better be able, that's got to be able to sing for you. You know, you just have to get that. Well, what do you have to do? You have to win, ideally, with those guys, you know, as main contributors. And if the Bills do win this year, they probably will be Cook. I mean, Cook is really their identity on offense now.
It really has become that way. Yes. Yeah, I mean, and we saw, look, you can overreact to one result and the way one game went that led to the result. But we all got to look Sunday night at what this offense can be like if he's not going. Like, if he gets shut down and the backups aren't producing, so basically you can't run the ball, your quarterback is almost your leading rusher in the game, then that's what you get if the passing offense is going to be the way that the passing offense is. So they kind of need that. Yeah. I mean, Cook has become the engine. He got the contract, and that's a piece of the puzzle. It's not the most important piece. How you play matters, but his play gets now it's up a level because he's made that tier of contract. He's more well known now. You get notoriety when you get the contract. Oh, that guy must be really good. He got paid. Like that works that way sometimes. It can be subtle, but anyway, yeah, I think like you talk to people about the Bills and it's Cook right after Allen now. It's not any of these receivers.
Mike Schaub and the Bulldog here. Ross Tucker at 4. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.